You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. For those who worry technology giants may have gotten too much power, we lead with this development that affects the ecosystem known as Apple. If you have an iPhone or iPad, you may soon be able to pay for that fancier sword in a video game without going through Apple's inside the application payment system. This is a concession to software developers who took Apple to court. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with some details.
Yeah, and David, this concession comes as part of a proposed settlement in the nearly two-year-old case now. Apple has agreed to allow developers to email users of their apps and let them know of other ways they can pay for in-app purchases, presumably cheaper ways, rather than going through Apple's payment system. Now, developers have been asking for this because Apple charges a commission for in-app purchases, 15 to 30%. With this change, developers will be able to circumvent that. Notably, Apple is still not allowing in-app notifications on how to pay for purchases outside of its ecosystem. Those are the notifications that can pop up on your screen, but app developers instead will be limited to email communications.
And there's another big case involving Apple, right? Brought by Epic Games. Does this proposed settlement affect that?
Well, interestingly, it's the same judge involved. So a reminder, Epic makes the popular Fortnite game, and Epic is challenging the same thing, Apple's grip of in-app purchases. The judge hasn't ruled in that case, but during the trial, she asked questions about why Apple won't allow customers a range of payment options. Apple said that it's a security and privacy issue, but now it's conceding a bit, so we'll see how that affects the Epic case going forward.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.